love it there. Wow. Some new music playing for you. Yes. And that was?
Simple Creatures. That was a great new song called One Little Lie from the new EP, Everything Opposite. Keep your eyes open for those guys.
Super stuff. Mm. Okay, now we're going to be talking about a show here that's going to be playing in our area, in fact, in our backyard, on the 13th of November. Star of the show, Middy Murphy, is with us. One Night in Dublin is the name of the show. Good evening, Middy. How are you?
Good evening. I'm very well. Very well.
Lovely. Okay, so tell us about the show, and of course you're going to be playing in our backyard, which is one of our famous theatres here, New Theatre Royal, here in Portsmouth, but tell us a bit about the background to the show, Middy.
Yes, we're really looking forward to the... I'm a big fan of the older theatres, the more classic ones. Some of the guys in the band, they like the real new ones. But, the New Theatre Royal is absolutely gorgeous. I've been there a few times, and it's very nice. But, the show, well, it is. It's One Night in Dublin. It's One Night in a Dublin Theme Pub, I guess, is the most accurate description of it. So yes. We're going to turn up in Portsmouth with a 15-ton truck, and then we're going to make the theatre into a pub for the night.
How good is that?
So when you come on, and we've got a 7-piece all live Irish band, very lively music, Pogues, Saw Doctors. We're going to get you liquored up and dancing and singing along, and we're just going to have a right good night.
And how long has the show been established?
The Wild Murphys, the band itself, has been going since 2005. But the actual show, the One Night in Dublin show, which is kind of the package that it all is all touring under, we started this tour in June, and it's going through till November 2020 at the moment. It keeps getting extended. We must be doing something right.
It started
off as a 6-month tour, and now it's about 18 months.
Yeah, and did it start from Dublin itself? You know, did the show really evolve from Dublin, and then it's sort of like a regional breakout there, and then it went international or national?
No, ironically, it started internationally. It started in Greece when myself and my guitarist were playing a summer season out in an Irish bar out in Greece.
Okay.
And we were just having an absolute ball. In fact, we ended up doing 6 summer seasons out there. But we were having such a good time, and, you know, every night was Saturday night, and everyone was, you know, they were doing the pub crawls, they were going down these bars. But as soon as they got to the Irish one, they stayed there because they liked the music and the atmosphere. And I said, do you know what? I said, there should be more Irish bars across the UK, and there isn't. A lot of these towns are really missing proper Irish theme pubs. So we just kind of came up with this rather silly idea of taking a theme pub around the towns and putting them in theatres and just constructing this show around a big Irish band, basically.
Yeah.
And that's how it started, and then many years later it happened.
Yeah. Where are you from yourself?
Me? I'm based in the northeast.
Hold it. Hello?
Hello, are you still there?
Yeah, something went wrong on the line there. Don't worry about it.
Oh, terribly sorry.
That's all right, Noah. And, so it really sort of started there. So you're not Irish by birth?
Me? No, but I'm the only one who can drive the wagon, so they let me sing.
Oh, that's right. That's a good idea. We like all of that going on there, so very good fun. I mean, it's something about Irish bars, isn't there, that that people just enjoy themselves so much. I mean, I can remember classically learning a lesson of running a business that had a business meeting over in Ireland, and it was out in County Meath, and they said to me, we're going to run it on a Friday. I said, but Friday, I want to be home for the weekend. No, you don't, because you're going to stay overnight after the business meeting, because there's a match on tomorrow, and England are playing at Lansdowne Road against Dublin. So at the end of the evening on the Friday, I said to them, so what time are we meeting? Bearing in mind the game started at 3.
Yeah.
They said, we'll meet you at 10. I said, but that's 5 hours. Yes, it is. So we go to this bar, and it's got, like, saloon doors. And I thought, you know, this is going to be empty, this place. Do you know, I couldn't get through the doors. and this is 10 in the morning. So, you know, the black stuff was flowing there with a lot of different people, and just great fun, and they were all enjoying the crack. So I saw some New Zealanders a couple of weeks ago, and they were going over to Dublin. I said, you ever heard of the crack? They didn't have a clue what I was talking about. But I'll tell you what, they've been in Dublin, and they've had a good time. So I'm sure. Yeah. Everybody would.
It's so universal, it really is. And yeah, I mean, I go over there, but well, I try and get over there as often as I can, but obviously we're doing the tours and everything. Yeah. But the last time I went over, we went for a weekend in inverted brackets.
Yes.
And, we're going to go for the weekend, and I let a friend of mine book the flights.
Yes.
And the weekend, we flew out on the Wednesday.
Yes.
And came back on the Tuesday.
Yes.
Which I genuinely couldn't work out how that could fit in anyone's bracket of being a weekend.
Yes.
But we got away with it.
Oh, Henry Street and all that. Great stuff. Love it there, over there. Anyway, look, enjoy yourself with the tour. They'll welcome you in Portsmouth. There'll be some great singing and some great dancing, I'm sure, bringing your pub, as it is there, One Night in Dublin, brought to the new Theatre Royal here in Portsmouth on the 13th of November. Middy, it's great talking to you. Stay on the line a second, and we're going to play a track that was sent to me of you guys doing Irish Rover. So this is what we're going to do, and thoroughly enjoy yourself with your tour and One Night in Dublin. I think it'll be great. So thanks very much, Middy.
No problem. Thanks for having me on.
Hold the line.